646, 1320 WILS. It is Friday, and one of the concerns with our trade policy, in fact, things like NAFTA and CAFTA, is that our country has been overwhelmed with imports when it comes to the agriculture section, things like fruit and vegetables. And we're talking about things that are even grown in Michigan, cucumbers, for example, a big product here in Michigan, along with cherries and blueberries. Jeff Ferry is a research director at the Coalition for a Prosperous America. Jeff, great to have you on WILS.
Hi, Mike. Thanks. And great to be here.
Yeah, you study these things closely, and you actually looked at what these trade agreements did to that part of our agriculture industry. How do you describe it?
Yes, we are very interested in developing a better trade policy for the United States, for our producers and manufacturers and farmers and consumers. And what we found when we looked at the fruit and vegetable industry is there's really been a shocking deterioration of the trade picture. We were roughly in balance in 1990. In other words, exports and imports were roughly equivalent. Well, as of last year, our trade deficit in fruits and vegetables was $11 billion. In other words, we're importing $11 billion worth of fruit and vegetables more than we're exporting, which is pretty awful.
How did that happen? What was it about the agreements that opened the door like this?
Yeah, trade agreements played a critical role in this, and frankly, the role of Mexico is very important here. What trade agreements do, as you probably know, is the two countries or more get together and they agree to cut tariffs against each other and liberalize other trade rules to encourage trade. Well, what the historical record shows is that when these trade agreements are made, the United States, we're a good law-abiding citizens on an international scale, we immediately reduce tariffs and make our markets much more open. And other countries do not do the same thing. Other countries view trade as much more strategic, and they tend to make it harder for us to export to them or maintain the difficulty, right, maintain the barriers.
Meanwhile, they're swamping us with products. And when you look at the fruit and vegetables, what are we being swamped with right now?
Well, the one that stands out the most is maybe tomatoes, because we were pretty much self-sufficient in tomatoes 25 years ago. And what NAFTA did is it was an invitation to Mexico to say, hey, we're going to open up this market. So the Mexican producers, led or encouraged by the Mexican government, immediately began building enormous tomato farms with greenhouses and shade houses. In other words, you might think Mexico's a little too hot for tomatoes, but greenhouses and shade houses use modern technology to create the right kind of environment to grow tomatoes. And these tomato farms are aimed at the U.S. market. Mm-hmm. You know, and I ought to mention that in many cases, these farms were owned by American corporations.
Oh, they just moved their operation down to Mexico, is that it?
Right, and in some cases they kept their operation in the United States, but as soon as they discovered the economics, they began shifting more and more production to Mexico, even if they're maintaining a smaller operation up here. Okay. And the economics, you know, people love to say it's labor costs, and in some industries it is, and we can talk about that, but yeah, in the case of agriculture, labor costs are pretty low in both places. In fact, people sometimes say it's exactly the same Mexican workers picking those crops here or in Mexico.
Oh, incredible.
But the big differentiator with tomatoes is the government. The Mexican government was providing cheap loans to farmers to help them out, basically to help them take a big share of the U.S. market. And that has not been good for U.S. tomato farmers.
Really? So would it take tariffs to bring these products back here to be grown in the U.S.?
So that's a question many of us in Washington are wrestling with right now. How do we restore the economic health of the United States? What's the best levers to use to improve the trading picture and the industrial picture? And I think in agriculture, tariffs could make a difference, because the price differences are not that great. And if we said, well, you know, we think you've got illegal subsidies from your government worth X dollars, and therefore we're going to put a tariff on, I think that could be a viable way to help the U.S. industry.
Jeff Ferry, research director at the Coalition for Prosperous America, right here on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Mike. Yep. Good to be here.
We'll
take care.
Again.